This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
As we're waiting, inshallah, just a reminder that today we have Sheikh Saeed Palampuri visiting us. He visited us a few years ago, a couple of years back, and he used to come almost every year. And inshallah, he is visiting us again. So after Salatul Asr, he's going to have a talk. And also after Salatul Isha, after Taraweeh, he's going to have a lecture followed by a Q&A session. So everyone is requested to, inshallah, benefit from his presence after Asr and after Salatul Isha. So last night we recited Surat Bani Israel and the majority of Surat Al-Kahf. And I'd like to focus on one particular set of verses in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us to look after our parents. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. After translating this, I'm going to mention a very moving story that took place at the time of the Prophet ﷺ, which tells us again the importance of the respect of our parents. So in this verse in Surah Bani Israel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained, or He has ordered. So the whole Qur'an is actually an order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything in the Quran is actually an order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why repeat the same word? Why say that Allah is ordering to emphasize the very important point that this is not something that should be taken lightly? First of all, Allah says that you should only worship Him. This is one order from Allah. And then, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, and do ihsan towards the parents. Do good towards the parents. And be respectful to the parents. So wherever we see in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has joined His gratitude with the gratitude of the parents. Ushkur li wa li walidayk. Be grateful to me and be grateful to your parents. Here, worship me and respect your parents. And then it goes on to say, imma yablughanna 'indaka al-kibara ahaduhuma aw kilahuma fala taqul lahumā uff wa la tanharhumā وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. If one of them or both of them would reach old age in front of you, do not scold them, but in fact say, and do not say even any slight word of disapproval to them, not even something like uff. Uff, you know, it's any kind of displeasure that a person displays, especially kids nowadays, they use words which show their displeasure, one word, rolling their eyes, breathing out, all of these things that we see regularly from the kids. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, no, not even that in front of the parents. Do not scold them and say good things to them. وَخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا. Lower your wing in humility to them. And the word wing is used to denote a bird that takes its young under the fold of its wing and it takes care of them, protects them. In that way, you're supposed to take your parents under your wing and take care of them and protect them in this very delicate and sensitive old age. And don't curse them and say bad things about them. In fact, make dua for them. رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا. Oh Allah, have mercy on them. Just like they raised me when I was young and they had mercy on me, now, in this old age, have mercy on them and take care of them. So this is a selection of verses amongst many which we can find in the Quran that talks about the respect of the parents and something that we need to keep in mind. The Prophet ﷺ, he said to the Sahaba, أَلَا أُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِأَكْبَرِ الْكَبَائِرِ. He didn't say just the major sins. He said, shall I not tell you the major of the major sins? Not the major sins, rather, biggest of the major sins. What are they? He counted two of them. Al-ishraku billah wa uququl walidain. Committing shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and disobedience to the parents. That's how grave this sin is. To be respectful, disrespectful to the parents. It's not just major, rather major of the major sins. In another hadith, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said that one of the major sins is in yal'ana rajulu walidain. That a person curses his parents. The Sahaba said, and this was inconceivable at that time, that as a person could actually curse his parents. Nowadays it's so common that the kids actually do curse their parents. But in those days, it was inconceivable that directly that the child could curse his parents. So the Prophet ﷺ said, how does that happen if somebody curses somebody else's parents and then that person in turn curses his parents? So he is the one that's responsible for cursing his own parents. So just like we don't want somebody to curse our parents, we should not be cursing others. And of course, directly we shouldn't be cursing our own parents. This is a major sin. So the hadith, probably we've heard this before. In fact, I mentioned it in a khutbah a few weeks ago, before the month of Ramadan started. The Prophet ﷺ, he ascended the minbar once, and at each step he said, Ameen. Ameen on the first step, Ameen on the second step, Ameen on the third step. Afterwards, the Sahaba asked him, Ya Rasulullah, we heard you saying Ameen as you were going up the minbar. What was this Ameen in response to? We didn't hear anybody making dua or anything. So what was it? So he said that Jibreel alayhi salam came to me and he made three du'as. And what the first du'a was, رَغِمَ أَنْفُ رَجُلٍ ذُكِرْتَ عِنْدَهُ فَلَمْ يُصَلِّ عَلَيْكَ. May that person be disgraced in front of whom you are mentioned, O Prophet of Allah, and he doesn't send salawat upon you. You should always send salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam by simply saying sallallahu alayhi wasallam whenever we hear his name, either with our tongue or in our hearts. To send salutations each time we hear his name is something that we should do. The second thing, رَغِيمَ أَنْفُ رَجُلٍ أَدْرَكَ وَالِدَيْهِ أَوْ أَحَدَهُمَا فَلَمْ يُدْخِلَاهُ الْجَنَّةِ. May that person be disgraced who finds one of his parents or both of them in old age and they don't enter him into paradise. They don't enter him into paradise, meaning he doesn't serve them to such a degree that they make dua for him, and because of that, he gets entered into paradise. So this is again, if our parents are in old age, we should take that opportunity as much as possible to serve them. And if we do not, then we will become the recipients of this dua. So to that dua, the Prophet ﷺ said, Ameen. And the third dua, which is relevant for this month, which is, رَغِمَ أَنْفُ رَجُلٍ. May that person be disgraced who finds the month of Ramadan and he doesn't get forgiven because of the month of Ramadan. So the Prophet ﷺ said, Ameen. So pay attention to this dua. Who is making the dua and who is saying Ameen to the dua? Okay, Jibreel alayhi salam, the closest angel to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is making the dua. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying Ameen to the dua. You know, think of how powerful this dua is, and think of how disgraced that person is who becomes the recipient and the one who is deserving of this dua, something that we should take into consideration. Finally, I'd like to finish off with a story that took place in the time of the Prophet ﷺ. A person, he came and complained to the Prophet ﷺ, and he said, Ya Rasulullah, my father, he keeps taking my wealth. He keeps taking my money. And, you know, I want you to do something about it. So the Prophet ﷺ said, okay, send for him and I'll talk to him. I'll try to tell him that he shouldn't be doing that. In the meantime, while this person was coming, Jibreel alayhi salam came down to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is sending you his salam. And he's telling you that this person, when he comes to you, ask him this question, that when you were coming, when you were coming to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you were coming here, what were the words that you said in your heart and your ears didn't even hear them? What were the words that you said in your heart and your ears didn't even hear them? So the person came and the Prophet ﷺ said, Ya Fulan, O such and such, why do you keep taking your son's wealth? So the person, he said, that I only take the wealth to spend it upon my sisters, his aunts, and for needy things. It's not like I'm taking it to spend on any luxuries. So then the Prophet ﷺ said, okay, leave all this. Tell me the words that were in your heart that you mentioned, that you were saying, and not even your ears heard them. So the person was shocked. He said, how could you know about these things? My trust in you and my faith in you has increased, because certainly I was saying some words while I was on the way here. And those words were basically the poetry that I'd like to just say to you. Very beautiful and very moving. The wording was, غذوتك مولودا وعلتك يافعا. I fed you when you were a child and I showered my favors upon you as you grew up. تعل بما أدني إليك وتنهل. You would be fed and given to drink from what I would earn for you. إذا ليلة ضافتك بسقم لم أبت. When at night you would fall sick, I would not sleep. You were sick, I would not sleep. لسقمك إلا ساهرا أتململ. Because of your sickness, I would spend the night in restlessness. كأني أنا المطروق دونك بالذي طرقت به دوني فعيني تحمل. As if your sickness was my own and not yours, and because of which my eyes kept shedding tears through the night. تخاف رداء نفسي عليك وإنها لتعلم أن الموت وقت مؤجل. My heart kept trembling lest something happens to you, though I knew that the time of death is fixed, being neither early nor late. فلما بلغت السن والغاية التي إليها مدى ما كنت فيك أؤمل. So when you reach the age and maturity that I had always been looking forward to, meaning now you're a young man and you are strong and healthy, جعلت جزائي غلظة وفظاظة كأنك أنت المنعم المتفضل. You have made hard-heartedness and harshness my recompense, as if you were the one doing me favors and giving me rewards. فليتك إذ لم فعلت كما الجار المساقب يفعل. Alas, if it was not possible for you to fulfill my right as a father, the least you could have done was what a good neighbor would have done. And then he goes on to say, فأوليتني حق الجوار ولم تكن علي بمال دون مالك تبخل. So you could have given me the least right of a neighbor and abstained from becoming miserly in my case, in my own property. So this was the wording that this father said, and these were the words that were going through his heart as he was coming to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam heard them, he started crying. And the riwayah says, حَتَّ ابْتَلَّتْ لِحْيَتُهُ الشَّرِيفَةَ. So much so that his beard became wet with his own tears. And then he grabbed hold of this young man's collar and he said to him these words, أَنْتَ وَمَالُكَ لِأَبِيكَ. You and your wealth belong to your father. You and your wealth belong to your father. So this is a very moving story, and it tells us the right of our father in his old age. It's not that I'm earning my wealth and now I need to forget about my parents, my money, my wealth. And when the need of my parents is there and they are asking and they are maybe having a hard time getting by, I still insist the money is mine and the wealth is mine, even though the reason that I got that money or wealth and the job that I got was probably because of the pushing and insistence and encouragement of the parents in the first place. So this story should basically impress upon us the importance of taking care of our parents in our old age, in addition to all of the other riwayat that I've mentioned. If the parents are still alive, make sure you take care of them as much as possible. If they passed away, one of their rights is that you can... Thank you.